Add excitement to your holidays with Ohio Lottery Holiday Scratch-Offs, including $1 holiday cash and $5 holiday lucky times 10, or holiday bonus millions with a 200 times multiplier and a $2 million top prize. Plus, enjoy second chance drawings where you can win 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times the price of your ticket. Scratch-Offs make the perfect gift, and best of all, there's no wrapping required. Lottery players are subject to Ohio Laws and Commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, this is Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
This call is now being recorded.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the universe. In studio, we have Bruce.
Yo.
A grown man going by a different name.
Yes.
And on one, we have a porn superstar, Alex Jett. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm fantastic.
Are you related to Joan Jett?
You know, actually, that's how I picked my name. Alex DeLarge from Clockwork Orange and Joan Jett. So put that together.
I love Clockwork Orange. Is Alex the main character?
Yeah, he's the main character. In the
Yep.
Time for a little ultraviolence.
Yep, exactly.
The movie's dope. I liked it a lot.
It's my favorite movie. I saw it when I was 12, and it changed my life.
for the better. So what is being like a we talked a lot of porn stars, not many male porn stars. What is being a male porn star like in the industry like? Like, what is that? Is that like the best job in the world, or like, do you have complaints? Or like, what is it like?
Oh no, I mean, like, I always tell everyone I seriously do have the best job in the world. And when it comes to like being a male performer, it's so much different than being a female performer, because a lot of the times a girl will get shot a lot, and then, you know, her shoots will kind of start diminishing more and more as time goes on, unless they really break out and become a superstar. But being a male porn star, literally all you have to do is keep your dick hard and be able to fuck for 30 minutes. And as long as you can – what's that?
Like Ron Jeremy, you don't even have to be attractive.
No, you're right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, yeah, then they'll just use you for POV a lot, which actually is really disturbing, because, like, 60% of my shit is POV. So maybe that. but yeah, no, I mean, so the number one thing, like, again, is keeping your dick hard. And as long as you're not, like, an asshole on set, because you're going to be there with the crew for, like, you know, 4 or 5 hours, if you're someone no one can stand, you know, then maybe they won't keep hiring you. But yeah, so as long as you can fuck hot women and you're not an asshole, you'd make a great male porn star.
Huh.
Good money. It used to be better.
Yeah. I mean, I came in when it was, less than the good old days. That's for sure. But, I mean, I work 15. What's that?
Pornhub money.
That's owned by MindGeek, and they pay well. I mean, if you shoot for like Browsers or Reality Kings, they're all the same company. So I mean, they pay pretty good. But I mean, I work 10 to 15 times per month. So I mean, I'm not hurting for money. That's for sure.
Just limping.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Wow. So yeah, there's like, I've seen over time, like, there's, well, back in the day, I'm older, by the way, and yeah, I mean, we used to have to pay like $20 per porno magazine, and that was a money that was worth something back in the old days. And then,
right,
then you'd pay like $20 for a porn tape, and
then our generation just stole your porn magazine, and then also watched Pornhub for free.
It's now free.
That's what our generation did.
Oh no, yeah, it's so true. I mean, not even necessarily Pornhub, but like any guy can just make a site and just throw up, you know, the porn there. And then, I noticed that actually a content trade shoot was, stolen from, someone and just uploaded to a site. And I'm like going through, like, how do I even DMCA this? Like, it has no information on the domain holder, like no registered anything. It's like, all right, I'll just, if I brought it up, it'd just point people in that direction, say, oh, here's my, stolen porn you can watch for free, you know, so it's just like, you gotta ignore it.
Yeah, it's a problem these days. There's no,
for sure.
So if you fucking rob me, I'm just gonna complain about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, right? There's really nothing you say. Yeah, it's weird to think about. It's like, I think I think it's harder to go after like copyright and trademarking porn than it would be like most fields. I think like if it was like a movie or if it was like a band or something like that, you'd be like, you'd probably win or something. But like it's such a weird thing, you know what I mean? To get a hold of the person first, probably overseas. You know, it's just like weird
definitely.
Shit. Yeah,
Russian.
Yeah.
You're playing on the Russian.
Russian stealing porn. God. But yeah, like there's one thing I've noticed is there, as time goes on, there's more and more unusual genres of porn. Like there, people are running out of ideas. Like, I guess it used to be just normal straight porn, and now there's anything you could imagine that's any kind of perversion.
The weirdest part is like,
on
like Pornhub now, like everything's just like, it's like stepdaughter blows brother. I'm just like, fuck, dude. And it's like grandpa bangs a neighbor. Or I don't know. That's not related. But they're not related, so I don't care that much about it. But like, I feel like I'm not in Kentucky or like Arkansas enough to appreciate how Pornhub's going. Like, I mean, I know I'm Missouri. Yeah, I get it. But I'm not that. I'm not. I don't know.
It's always been funny for me because I look a lot younger than I actually am. So I mean, most of my stuff is like the stepbrother or the stepson or something like that. And so really, like it's my favorite genre because it's like without it, I wouldn't have gotten my start. I'm 29.
Oh, and but you shave, so you look really young.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Hey, Alex Jett is like the hairless boy.
I am. I know. It's crazy. Isn't that unreal?
Yeah. Well, now, I actually was thinking about doing some porn myself. Now, my name is Addison Petrovirgo. Would that be a good porn name? Addison Petrovirgo? Well, I mean, it's Italian for, like, hard bird. I guess berg is like a, it's like a, something that sticks out, like an iceberg. So Petrovirgo is like a rock bird. Addison Petrovirgo.
Oh, interesting. I'm gonna say that the harder it is to spell, the worse the name.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to just call it.
Your name's fucking stupid, Addison.
Addison Peterberg. There we go.
There you go. Exactly. That's
my porn name, Addison Peterberg.
I'm thinking about going by Alex Jett.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
I'll be Alex Jett.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name.
Alex Jett Senior. That's what I'll be. And I've got hair.
Oh shit.
You get a stepdad in films now.
Well, so
there you go. Come out to LA.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many genres now that they're gonna start doing like old people, I guess.
They already do.
Oh, they already got.
Yeah, mature.
Yeah, they already got.
Like
they already got the lockdown on that. Yeah.
What about grandpas? How about I guess corpses are the next.
They have old dudes fucking young girls. I think that's like one of them. And they have like a mature genre, which is like older people like having sex.
Sex with skeletons. Next.
I'm like, that Franklin's dick.
Sex with dust, with mummy dust.
Yeah, I'm going to... Bitches fucking king cut.
Oh, yeah.
Like seven bitches king cut.
Oh, right. Have sex with Ramses.
Yeah.
Got to get under the bandages.
So how did you get your start in porn and stuff?
Did your parents get into it?
Yeah, exactly. It was my stepmother. Yeah, she you know, it was funny because I've always just kind of been an exhibitionist, so I would just post like naked pictures and shit like that on Twitter, and I caught the attention of some industry people and flew out to Vegas for a couple shoots and killed it, and then I offered to be signed with my first agency, and then I was with them for about 8 months, and then I got signed to 101 Modeling, which is a major agency out here in LA, and then the rest is history.
Wow. So did you ever, when you were younger, did you ever used to masturbate in public?
You know, actually, that's a funny thing, because I'm actually a very shy person when it comes to, like, being in public, so I've never actually done a public scene yet.
I remember the masturbating bear on Conan O'Brien. I always thought that was hilarious.
Oh, I don't know that one, but.
Oh, yeah.
No, unfortunately not.
There's a bear that, they bring him out in diapers and he can't quit masturbating, and even when they shock him and stuff.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And he skydived with the diaper on and then jumps into some show and just starts masturbating on stage. But no, I think it all started from the zoo. There's like, if you look, I wondered where that all started, and you go on YouTube and you, search masturbating bear. It turns out that bears at the zoo actually masturbate quite often. You can actually you can find these videos of bears masturbating, like the kid, "Mommy, what's the bear doing?" And it looks like it's scratching itself, but it's doing something else. Anthony, what are you doing?
Listen to you talking about bears jerking off.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we're supposed to be interviewing our guests.
Yeah, you're vaping.
I'm not trying to ask the guest questions. We're trying to get to know him better and advertise his stuff.
He's in the full cloud. He's covered with smoke. I can't even see him. He's But, all right, Anthony, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt with your jerking off bear story. But,
okay, sorry.
So, I'm just fucking.
Well, it's just another version.
No, it's hilarious. I was like, darn shit. Anyway, no, it's funny. But, do your parents know you do porn, or?
They do. Yeah, exactly. They always have known. I waited until I got signed to an agency, so that I, even if they didn't agree with it, at least I'd be, in the major leagues, as it were, not just like someone, posting cam site or something like that. Like I'm someone shooting mainstream porn for, mainstream studios. So yeah, I told them they've always been supportive. So,
it'd be cool if your parents had been in the porn industry, and then like,
oh yeah,
it's
a family
tradition.
Yeah, it's funny because I've worked with a performer a number of times whose mother was in porn, and now she's in porn, and so she's literally like a second generation porn star.
Wow, yeah, there's gonna be porn families.
Yep, exactly.
You're the first person who's ever answered that and said like your parents knew actually. like everybody else is. One said yes yet.
We interviewed this one
That's
guy.
Funny.
He was the son of a preacher, and he's fantasizing about the day his father finds out.
He's fantasizing.
Damn.
Yeah, and he did really weird porn. Like he was talking about
fucking eyeball.
Yeah,
shit.
like jamming his penis into women's eyes, and that women liked it.
Oh wow!
It. Yeah, all sorts of weird stuff. So
Jesus.
He needs help.
I'm definitely a much more conventional porn star. Like I said, I'm only fucking like my stepmother or my stepsister. That's the weirdest shit I do.
Oh, okay, that's not.
Who's the hottest?
It's totally normal.
Everyone does. He runs for governor of fucking Arkansas, probably.
There's a guy named
Hamilton.
Go to throw campaign. What
No, you heard of George Hamilton, the actor?
Yeah, I know George Hamilton.
He's always tan. He's got black hair. He's older, but
yeah. He
came out and said, "Yeah, I lost my virginity to my stepmother."
Oh, damn.
And he said it was a good thing. Like, he's trying to promote it, yeah. So, but it was just an aside.
Who are some of the who are some of the hottest porn stars you've had sex with, or whatever terminology?
Any
big names?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've worked with a lot of really big names. This is a question that I kind of dodge because it's like, it's one of those things where, I know all these people I work with, and I don't necessarily, like, know them as, like, just a porn star. Like, I know them as people. So if I start, like, ranking them and shit like that, I'd feel like an asshole, But, some of the bigger.
This would be positive.
Their name rhymes with.
Oh, no. I mean, I'll say, I like, some of the bigger ones in terms of, like, ranking on like, Pornhub. Like, I've worked with Riley Reid. I've worked with Karma RX. I've worked with Katrina Jade. All bigger name people. Allura Jensen, Alexis Fox, Jasmine Jay. These are all, like, bigger industry people, but I also work with new girls a lot of the time too, and that's fun also.
Have you worked with Jesse DeMai?
No, I don't know who that is. Actually,
We do. We know who she is.
What about Alexis Texas?
No, I've never worked with her either. I know who she is. I've wanted to, but no, not yet.
Yeah, Riley Reid's probably the biggest one. She's probably one of the biggest like porn stars, actually. I'd say that's.
Oh yeah.
Probably one of the biggest, I'd say.
Yeah, she's ranked. If you look at Pornhub's like ranking system, she's number 3, I think, currently. So I mean, that one was pretty surreal.
In fact, she's right here with us right now. Riley, say something.
Yeah,
Riley. Hello. We're talking, Riley. Oh,
I guess she got disconnected.
No, she's helping.
She's also connected.
She's helping Anthony edit a movie right now, so she's concentrating.
Yeah.
Anthony?
So, do you have any questions for us?
No.
I wasn't, asking you, Jeff. I was
the
asking
question Alex. We have for every guest.
You cut off my question?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, he can, all right, we'll get to his question next.
Are we beefing on the air right now?
No, no, the question we ask everybody, if they like to participate, it's kind of fun. What's the one thing you've done in your life that you're most ashamed of?
Oh, most ashamed of? Fuck. I'd have to think about that. Yeah, I don't,
a lot of people don't want to.
No,
say.
I mean, the funny thing, I mean, it's like thinking of, it's funny because I'm not really someone who gets ashamed by anything I do. I mean, I'm obviously fucking naked all over the internet. I don't really have shame. I don't think any, I can't think
of
anything
I've
done. Right.
Ben or whatever.
No.
All right,
just
got shameless. All right, go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm incapable of shame. I'm a disgusting porn star. What can I say?
I'm a disgusting porn star.
Do you have an actual girlfriend?
No, I don't. I haven't dated anyone for quite a while. That's never been high on my priority list, though, so it's not really.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have friends and stuff like that, but like, I'm not like hurting for sex. That's for sure. My sex drive is well in check, which actually it's kind of a liberating feeling, to not be like driven to, you know, fuck or anything like that. If I like go out or something, I'm not like trying to chase anyone or anything. It's, yeah, it's pretty nice.
So it's just only meaningful relationships for you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yep, yep.
Ask your question.
Which question?
You had a question. Oh, his question was, do you have any questions for us?
I don't know. What's it like hosting an interview show or a radio show?
Oh, sometimes it can be funny.
Yeah?
No, like we asked you if you'd ever done a porn shoot with Jesse Dubai.
Uh-huh.
Jesse Dubai is like the famous Mexican transsexual porn star.
Oh, fun. Yeah, and that's nice.
We thought you might have heard of her, but that it was supposed to be a joke, but I guess you haven't heard of her.
Well, the porn, the industries are very segregated, which is to say, like, if you do straight porn, you don't know, like, anyone in gay or trans, because they're completely different industries. So, like,
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you, like, anyone from any of the others. I have zero contacts in any other thing, so you just don't hear their names.
Well, with my porn name, Addison Hardberg. Or no, wait, Addison Rockberg. Petra Burgo.
There you go.
Well, give me some advice. Like, I want to get into the porn industry. Do you have, like, advice for all the kids out there listening right now? If they want to get in the porn industry, what would be the first step?
Is finding a smoking hot girlfriend who will request you for a porn shoot as a male talent. Because other than that, I mean, I got in, I was unfathomably lucky because my Twitter profile just happened to, you know, get a lot of attention and be seen by the right people. And that's the only way I got in. So, I mean, unless you have a smoking hot girlfriend who you're fucking and posting those videos on Pornhub and shit like that, and then, you know, she gets a scene out here in L.A. or Florida or Vegas.
I remember actually your first step, it's coming to me, that I thought you were posting pictures of your penis on Twitter.
Oh yeah, something. Absolutely. That's the thing. Yeah,
kids,
like,
that's
but,
the first step. Kids, if you want to get porn
exactly
star, start
yeah.
posting your penis pictures on Twitter.
Definitely. Not just Twitter, but tagging in other porn stars like that. I've heard that's a really good thing to do. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start doing that. Now, does it matter what your penis looks like? Is your penis good or what?
I was being sarcastic. Like, that's literally the worst thing you could do is, like, tag performers with dick pics. But, like, if you never want to do porn, I suggest doing that. Like,
oh, all right, kid. Well, I mean, well, who were you Twittering your penis at when you got discovered?
No one. Just the world. I mean,
oh,
I guess.
All
right. But, I mean, it was just, yeah, and exactly. And just enough people saw it, enough people retweeted it. And yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a very aesthetically pleasing looking penis, so I think that helps. I mean, really, like, if you want to get in porn, like, just posting dick pics, that's like, I can't think of anyone else who has a male talent wise who has a similar story getting in the industry as I do. Really, a lot of it, yeah, a lot of it comes from
the secret. You discover the secret way to do it.
Right, exactly. But no, I mean, if you can find a girl who's interested in doing porn and starts shooting mainstream stuff, and she says, hey, you know, for this Naughty America shoot or Bang Bros or Porn Pro shoot, I want you to use my boyfriend as talent. And then, you know, you go there and you fucking knock it out and you do really well, then you can get in. But the reality is that most guys can't fuck and do what they need to do in front of, you know, old men and strangers with cameras pointed at you. So
I only have sex
really,
for old men.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's fun. and with old men too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Hanging above your bed, right?
No, oh. I don't have a bed, actually. Thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. I'm actually homeless. So appreciate embarrassing me in front of all the listeners.
Oh, sorry. Thanks
for bringing that up.
Yeah, like, it's tough. It's most guys can't do it. And then there are even performers who try to get their boyfriends into porn, and they can't get hard. Fucking their own girlfriend on camera, you know, when it's, I mean, everyone says that, but you know, it's crazy. Like it takes a uniquely fucked up kind of person to do this,
job
if you're male.
Very uninhibited. Does that,
right.
Does that, spill over into your regular life? Or you like talk about inappropriate things at dinner with like, church ladies? I don't know.
Actually, it's funny. I'm for the most part, I'm really introverted and shy. So, I mean, for me, it's an interesting thing to be all over the internet naked. But no, I've never really been a troublemaker kind of person. I've always kind of been just very low key. so I always tell people the most interesting thing about me is that I do porn.
What's your day job?
Oh, shit. I'd say the only other thing I really do is play video games. So porn and video games, that's life of male talent.
Wow. So, yeah, you don't have to go to Blockbuster Video. Oh, they don't have those anymore. I mean, you don't work there. You don't work at 7-Eleven.
No, he has porn.
The 7-Eleven porn stuff.
No, he bangs girls everybody jerks off to for a living.
Oh, wow.
That's what I feel like.
All right, kids. So basically the takeaway is, start running personal ads looking for a girlfriend that's in the porn industry and start Twittering your penis out into the Twitterverse.
You got it. That's the secret.
That's not guaranteed, but it gives you a chance.
Right, exactly. It's more of a chance than saying you want to be a porn star, that's for sure.
Right. Porn star. You should write a book on how to become a porn star. I don't think I've ever seen that book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because every single male talent has a different story. I mean, there's no one real way.
I've actually published a book on Amazon that became a bestseller. And
oh, shit.
It's very easy to write a book. You write it in Word. You can upload it to Amazon and then set the price so they don't charge you anything. And you should write that book. That would be a great book.
There you go, exactly. I'll give you the first copy.
Yeah, how to become a porn star. So we could write that up.
He's like, step one, have giant dick. Step two, take photo of giant dick. Step three, upload giant dick to Twitter.
Step No, he's the shaved, like, choir boy. I mean, you don't...
I'm not saying he doesn't have other attributes.
You don't have any penis, do you?
Yeah, how big is your dick, honestly? We didn't know.
He didn't ask you.
We didn't.
I mean, it's a little over 8 inches.
Oh, shit. That's a little...
Yeah, and also, it's helpful, too, because I'm a short guy. I'm only 5'6". I weigh, like, 120. So... Yeah, it looks even bigger than that. So I mean, that helps me a lot too. So
I thought about fucking midget. Yeah, if I like fucked a midget, it'd look like my dick was like 12 inches long.
Definitely.
Instead of 17.
Or children.
I'm sure. What? I'm just. What'd you say?
Midgets or children?
Probably midgets. But I'm not a Democrat. I can't fuck kids.
Anthony really wants to know: is there a genre out there for like micro penis?
Yeah, more or less.
I mean, I'm sure there's got to be someone with that fetish, right?
Yeah, someone likes micro penis.
I just like to think that, yeah, if I put my micro penis in porn, more people feel more comfortable with themselves and, like, they'd be happy that they weren't me.
Micro penis meets giant gina.
They never measure.
Hepco, sorry.
Yeah, they never measure vaginas, I feel like.
All right, this is devolving.
Yeah, really let the show go.
Yeah, this is a family show.
Yeah, we gotta keep it G-rated. You know,
President Trump listens to this show on a regular basis.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Oh, sorry.
I think you accidentally dialed President Trump instead of Riley Reid again.
Yeah. He was talking. He was supposed to be listening. I think we caught him talking to somebody.
So, do you want to throw out your social media and, like, website and everything before we get out of here, man?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AlexJetXXX, and that's Jet with two T's. And then also I have a website. I upload weekly videos on it. It's AlexJet.com. And, again, that's Alex, J-E-T-T, two T's. And, so either place is a good place to find myself.
Badass, man. Well, thanks for coming on, dude. Have a good night and stuff, and I appreciate it.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. Is he still on?
Yeah, he's still on.
Oh, and
awesome, awesome. All right, well, yeah, thanks a ton, guys. And, anytime you want to talk again, just let me know.
Okay. Everyone keep watching for...
Look up Alex Jett on Pornhub.
Addison Rockberg. Oh, Addison Petro Burgo is going to be my porn name. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. All right, thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you.
All right, take it easy, guys. Bye.
You too.